Welcome to the Frederick Faith Debate on Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD. My name is Troy Skinner. I'm the moderator of this relatively new program. And we jumped right into this show a few weeks back without really introducing what the show was about. And in hindsight, maybe that was the right thing to do. Maybe it wasn't. I'm not sure. But this week, we're going to correct that wrong, if indeed it was a wrong, and explain what the Frederick Faith Debate, this program that you're listening to right now, is all about. A couple of things I want to do to kind of set this up. I am an employee at WFMD. I work on the sales department, and I approached station management with the idea of doing a show like this to bring area religious leaders of all faiths and denominations on the show to have an honest, open dialogue about what they believe to be true, and so that you, the listener, will have an opportunity to determine for yourself what you believe to be the truth. And one of the people you're going to hear on this show quite a bit is the pastor of Crossroad Valley Chapel here in Frederick, John Schweitzer. And the reason you're going to hear Jonathan on the show quite a bit is because he has graciously agreed to help me in setting up many of the programs as far as inviting different people on. And he has a network of contacts that he knows. And beyond that, he's gone out of his way to create a network of contacts. And for that, I will be eternally grateful. And so more weeks than not, you will hear John on the show as one of the panelists. And in fact, this week is no different than the other weeks.
Hello, everyone.
So far, we have tackled issues like the role of that morals played in the election. That was a hot topic of interest.
Yeah,
we've talked about the role that the pastorate should play in politics, if any role at all. We've talked about Middle Eastern relations between the Jews and the Muslims.
That was a good contentious debate between us. That was pretty healthy, I felt.
And we're in future shows. We'll talk about, perhaps we'll do a show about and have three Christian pastors on to try to explain to us all how to comprehend the idea of the Trinity. We'll do a show.
Yes, yes, that should be fun.
Yeah, we'll do a show perhaps about, Christians put their faith in the Bible. Is that faith well-founded? Why should we trust the Bible? But we're going to have Muslim leaders and Jewish leaders on, like we have recently, have them on again and talk about the differences between the, and not just Muslims and Jews, but Buddhists, if we can locate them.
Let's bring them all.
Or Hindus or whoever. And so part of what I'm hoping to accomplish here is to let you know, if you are not a Christian and you're a part of a congregation, if that's what they're called, or a local group of people that get together.
Religious community.
And you would like to have your voice represented on this show, please, I encourage you to contact me at the radio station. Yeah. And there are two primary ways to do that. I'm going to mention it now, and then at the end, before we wrap up, I'll mention it again. You can call the radio station directly. We're in the book, but if you want the number, it's 301-663-4181, and ask for me, Troy Skinner. And I would love to schedule you to be on. Now, when I say you, 99% of the time, my hope is to have somebody who can speak with some authority for a particular community. So it would have to be a pastor or a rabbi or an imam or something along those lines, not just somebody who goes and worships a lot. Anybody could do that. I could do that. That's why I bring the panelists on, because they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Another way to reach me is by email. And it's my name, Troy Skinner, spelled TROYSKINNER, at Clear Channel. And I don't think I have to spell Clear Channel. It's all one word, .com. There's no dashes, no dots, nothing like that other than the .com. That's Troy Skinner, all one word, at Clear Channel, all one word, .com. And would love to schedule you to be on. We were talking right before we started doing this show about some things we want to talk about in the future and all that stuff, and we're going to get to that. But one of the things before we got into that was the concept of what this show is all about.
What are we doing here?
And I think that John, better than I, states what this show is all about. So I'm going
to. Well, I certainly like to talk about it, but whether or not I can effectively communicate.
So I'm going to give you a shot to do that, and if I have anything to add, I'll add. But
okay, so you want me to go ahead? All right,
Mr. Schweitzer, sir, what is this Frederick Faith Debate show all about?
Well, this is such a great show, I think, because for the last 5 to 10 years, there has been a very healthy encouragement, across our nation for everybody to be tolerant of one another. And the goal behind that is for us to be respectful, to learn to respect one another, and to talk with one another, and to not try to divide each other. But I think in the midst of that, this is the thing, that there has developed across the nation kind of a fear of talking about religious things. You can't talk about it. You know, you don't talk about it in religious company. And as a result, nobody knows what they believe anymore. Nobody knows what they really care about. And ultimately, spiritual beliefs, if they're not held deeply, they're really not held at all. Your spiritual beliefs are those things that are most central to who you are. And the hope in this debate, this great debate that we hold each week, is that we would facilitate the common person listening to this show in figuring out what it is that they really believe. We'll ask the hard questions that you can't ask in polite company here, and we'll disagree with each other in a deep way and in a passionate way, because ultimately spiritual things, they affect how we live our lives if we really believe it. If we don't believe it, then it doesn't affect us. You can't really call it a spiritual belief. And I think that's the hope that we have on this show, that will facilitate people really coming to strong beliefs on things.
And it's interesting when you talk about, you know, you don't talk about this sort of thing in polite company. And I remember growing up, that it was a phrase that I heard a lot in my family was, you don't talk religion and you don't talk politics.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like we as a nation have grown comfortable talking about increasingly comfortable talking about politics.
Yeah.
And I think that talk radio has helped to make that happen. The
it
Rush
has.
Limbaughs of the world have started those corporate national dialogues, so that when we're at dinner at Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve with our family or whatever, and the reference of Christmas Eve was not to be
right.
I wasn't picking a religious holiday on purpose there.
Yeah.
But you get together, and now did you hear what Rush Limbaugh said, and you hear what Chris Matthews said, and you hear what Bill O'Reilly said, and Alan Colmes had this to say, and that dialogue happens, and you start to exchange it, and it becomes maybe a little bit safer because you're talking about what they said and what they believe.
You know,
and you can feel people out.
Troy, our nation was built on the idea. Thomas Jefferson said it himself, that the clash of ideas is the sound of freedom. And if we can't discuss things where we disagree, then we haven't become more free. We've become less free. Somehow, in the discussion, in the disagreement with one another, that's where we're free. You know, where I look you in the eye and I say to your face, I totally disagree with you, and I think that you're going to end up hurting people by believing what you believe. In looking each other in the eye and then shaking hands and respecting one another, that is, I believe, the root of liberty. That's what it's all about. You know, you can't over in Iraq previous to the United States coming in and helping to take out Saddam Hussein and destroy his power, you could not talk about anything that you wanted to. It was extremely, if you will, impolite. It was dangerous. It was life-threatening. And here in the United States, with the magnification of this tolerance mentality, I think that there's become a fear where, oh no, people aren't going to like me anymore if I tell them what I really think. And I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's the core of what it means to be American.
And I think that tolerance and balance and all of those sorts of moderation type words are important. But toleration at what cost?
Yeah.
One of the things I've heard and repeatedly, and I'm sure you, John, have, and you listening, I'm sure have heard, you know, everybody, you know, if it works for you, that's great. We all have our own truth.
Yeah, this is very good.
But if John has his truth
and
I have my truth, and they're not the same truth, then we have a couple of options. Either John's right, or wrong. Or let's say John's
wrong. Which usually
wrong.
You should know that's the case,
right.
But
okay. Let me rephrase it then. Then either John's wrong, or I'm wrong, or we're both wrong.
Heaven forbid.
Right?
Yeah.
It can't,
very possible.
We can't, at least not logically, we can't both be right. If John says that this shape is a circle and I say no, that shape is a square.
All right, no. I got to challenge you on that.
Then we're gonna have to determine what this real shape is.
No. Because people are gonna disagree with you on that, and they're gonna do it effectively. They're gonna say that the thing's an elephant, and you just happen to be standing on a different side of the elephant, and so what you're seeing is actually the same thing that they're seeing, and so. The point is that actually you and I could disagree on a lot of things and still both be right, only because our backgrounds and our perspectives have profoundly influenced us. And that's why in any debate like this, we have to take the time to listen to one another and take the time to recognize that you were raised in a Catholic family. I was raised in a different family. You were raised, the next person was raised without both parents in the home. Another person was raised and their parents were on drugs. Another person was raised and they got a BMW for their 16th birthday. And those perspectives mean that we're going to have differences of opinion. And, I think that's a great thing. The question is, are there issues that when we disagree about them, we really have to admit that both of us can't be right? And that's what we're trying to drive to on this show, that there are elements of our spiritual religious beliefs that we're not talking about the same thing. We're trying to talk about the same thing, but we can't both be right. For example, Hitler, this is the great example of the 20th century. Hitler believed he was right in exterminating the Jews. He came from an evolutionary mindset and believed that the Jews were a lower race, and so killing them all off, they're all going to reincarnate anyway, so why not help them to reincarnate sooner rather than later? And Hitler really held these kinds of beliefs. Well, somewhere we got to say, no, that's wrong. That's not right. And it seems like with terrorism and what some people in the Islamic world call jihad and martyrdom for the sake of Allah, some of those people are claiming to do right, and they're doing things that are really evil. And somewhere we've got to have the ability to talk about those things. Otherwise, I might be living right next door to somebody that is plotting my murder and claiming to do it in the name of their God. And in doing so, I don't even know what's going on because I'm afraid to have any discussion with him about what he really believes. And somehow we got to get past that.
And that is exactly really the point of the show. And one of the reasons I love John so much is he always helps me to refine my thinking and be careful at how I state things, because we end up getting into off the air. We'll get into these big dialogues with each other.
Yeah.
In which it seems like we're disagreeing, and only to come to the realization that we agreed all along. I just didn't state my case very well.
I got to tell you something, though, Troy. My wife says the same thing to me all the time. She's always saying, "Look, just because I didn't say it right doesn't mean that I don't agree with what you're saying." And it's fascinating how, unfortunately, it's the finer issues that you got to go after in order to really clarify what we believe. Otherwise, we come across. See, this is the problem, Troy. If we come across as unthinking and unsophisticated in our approach to spirituality, then we're not helping anybody. We're just being simplistic. My dad used to always say that simplicity on this side of complexity, he wouldn't give you a plug nickel for it. But on the other side of complexity, he'd pay millions of dollars for simplicity. And the word for that kind of simplicity is elegance. Is it possible that that the truth really is simple, but in an elegant way, not in a simplistic way? I love that phrase.
That's a whole theological question. Is God simple?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know if we'll get into...
Which I think he is.
I don't know if we'll get into a whole lot of that sort of discussion on this show or not.
Yeah.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
But my point in a couple minutes ago, bringing up the square circle thing, is I'm going to use your analogy because it is a better one.
Okay.
I agree with you. My point was, if you're grabbing onto the tail of the elephant and saying, this is the truth, this is what an elephant is, and I'm grabbing onto the elephant's tusk and saying, this is the elephant, this is what an elephant is, and that's my truth and the tail is your truth.
Okay.
I'm not doing you any favors. In fact, I'm doing a disservice to you to not explain to you that, no, this tusk is also the elephant.
Right.
And you're not doing me any favors to avoid talking about, well, the tail is also. And if we all have an honest,
Because who knows, that elephant might turn around and run me through with his tusk, and I wouldn't have even known what was going on because I didn't even believe there was such a thing. I thought all tusks were tails.
But the point is, The point is, the there is a truth. An elephant is an elephant.
Yeah.
And if I think an elephant is a tusk, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And if you think an elephant is a tail, you're wrong.
Yep.
And we're not going to begin to realize the error of our thinking until I challenge you. And then we're both going to share maybe for a while. Then, oh, an elephant is nothing but a tusk and a tail. We would be wrong there too. And so we need somebody else to come along and say, well, no, you're missing the ears and you're missing the teeth and you're missing the head and the feet and the toes and all that stuff. And that's what this show is kind of all about, taking all the various perspectives and insights and arriving at what the real truth is. That is not to say that everybody, if somebody comes along and says, yeah, you know, an elephant is a squishy, purpley green kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's entirely wrong.
Well, that's the tongue, Troy.
Oh, okay. I mean, or the spleen, perhaps.
That's right. That's right. The spleen. Clearly, his elephant was dead first.
But and the other thing I wanted to say is it came up, I think, in the third presidential debate.
Yeah.
Bob Schieffer asked the candidates the question about their religion, their faith.
Yeah.
And President Bush, in his answer, said that, well, you know, my faith is, I'm paraphrasing here, but my faith is who I am. It's it's the core of how I think about things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we're, and I think that's true of all of us. We all have a religious view. Even those who don't believe in God have a religious view. Their religious view is that there is no God.
Right. And there's implications to what they believe. And those implications, see, this is the thing. If we ignore that there's differences, then what ends up happening is we go around and around and around the discussion. Nobody can figure out why everybody's always disagreeing. The core of most of those discussions, in fact, a lot of political choices that people make, and I know solid Christians that vote Democratic, and I know solid Christians that vote Republican that really care deeply about what they believe, but they magnify a certain element of their faith, and then they go out and they vote along those lines. And the point is that what we believe ends up affecting how we live our life, how we go about work, how we go about marriage, how we go about raising our kids. And if we're not honest about those differences, then we go on just kind of railing at one another without really understanding. So at some point, we need to discuss deeply and disagree deeply. And our hope in this show, and you, the listener, can tell us if we are doing a very good job of this, but our hope in this show is to clarify those differences in such a way that all of us are aided in our search to try to understand what is the truth. And I think it'd be appropriate for me to make sure everybody out there knows that I strongly believe that Jesus Christ is the only answer to the world and its problems. But my believing that is not, well, I'm hoping that it's not simplistic, but that the Christ that I've come to know and love, man, he really does apply to the situations of life, the complexities of life, over and over again, consistently, in a way that breeds forgiveness, that breeds healing, that breeds clarification and brings light to what people are going through. And so I'll be honest up front that's the perspective that I'm coming from. And my hope is, as I talk with Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims and humanists and Unitarians, that they'll try to poke holes and expose some of the places where maybe my Christianity seems to be less than effective enough at helping to resolve the world's problems. Because ultimately, that's what it comes down to. The world out there is not right. See, this is the thing. The world out there is not right. We all know it. We know that Saddam Hussein shouldn't have been doing what he was doing. We know that that Scott Peterson shouldn't have been doing what he's doing. We know that somehow things aren't right. And ultimately, the reason why we seek things spiritual is to try to effectively, figure out what's wrong and what's right so that somehow maybe we can see some change, so that maybe our children can have better lives than we have, or somehow our children get along better, or somehow, we all have in our mind a sense of what's right and what's wrong. The question is, is that better facilitated by the religions that we're involved in or not?
Reminder, by the way, you're listening to the Frederick Faith Debate. That was the voice of John Schweitzer, pastor of Crossroad Valley Chapel here in Frederick. My name is Troy Skinner. This is Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD. And we're kind of introducing the show to you after it's already been on for a few weeks. So our apologies for that. But we felt it might be important to provide some to construct a framework so that you can have an idea of where we're coming from.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's important for me to match John, and he felt moved to share his perspective, and I think it might be important for you to know I play the role of moderator.
Yeah.
I am not a pastor, and I don't know nearly enough about these things as I should and hope to one day know.
Of course, we all kind of feel that way at some level or other.
But in fairness, you need to know where I'm coming from. I am a Christian. I believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, that it is inerrant, and that it is all that we need to teach ourselves not only the things that John was just talking about moral guidelines and how to live a right and proper life and to have a peaceful life, but more than that, it's all that we need beyond this life. And that's something that you haven't touched on yet, but that's what the critical divide from a Christian's perspective. And I don't know if this is true. If this is true of other religions, I don't know. But from a Christian perspective, the person of Christ is of critical importance. So if a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Jew or anybody disagrees on the person of Christ from a Christian's perspective, that is a critically important issue that should be honestly talked about.
Right, right.
Because if they think that we're wrong, they need to be poking holes in it to steer us clear of this gross error we've made.
Yeah.
And if we think they're wrong, what kind of creature are we if we're not going to try to offer them some understanding of how they can have eternal salvation?
All right. So let's expose the argument against what you just said, though, Troy. Because most people out there are gonna claim that because you believe so strongly, you're as bad as the Taliban, you're as bad as Al Qaeda, that your fundamentalist approach, saying that you're the only one in and everybody else is on the outside, creates division and causes people to hate one another. And this needs to be addressed because clearly this show is meant to facilitate for everybody that's listening, for you there in your car, for you there at home, as you turn the radio on, so that you can take a moment and ask yourself what you really believe. And it's possible, and I've got to, we've got to acknowledge this. It's possible, Troy, that people listening to the show, as we have, you know, different people from different religious perspectives come on, that they're going to listen to you and I, Troy, and they're going to say, you know what, Troy and John are screwed up. They are way too fundamentalist, and I could never live like they do. I could never handle living, you know, so tightly or so close-minded, as it were. I think it's very possible that some of you out there are going to could disagree with us. But the question is whether or not we have taken the time to really think through what we believe. That's our hope, that as you're listening, that you'll have these different perspectives effectively communicated, and so you can say, you know what, I really agree with what that guy's saying, and this is why. Instead of just saying, well, I agree with what that guy says, but I don't know why, I just do, you know, it just kind of feels right. You know, that there's a little bit of a strength behind it, because ultimately, you know, somebody needed to stand up to Hitler. Somebody needed to stand up to Saddam Hussein. Somebody needed to stand up and say something's wrong. And if we don't have a spirituality that is able to give a rational background for why we agree or disagree with something, then ultimately our spirituality is very weak and irrelevant to our lives. You know, why bother?
Now, by the way, there might be an assumption made, and not that it's important whether you would have this false assumption or not, but just for the record, John Schweitzer, again, the pastor at Crossroad Valley Chapel, I am not a member of John's church.
There it is.
So it's not like you know, I've grabbed my pastor by the neck and said, "Hey, we're going to do a radio show." He's somebody that I know well, that I trust, that I respect, and we have had some incredible knockdown, dragout discussions and debates of our own because Christians can disagree, and some of those disagreements maybe will be highlighted in some shows in the future as well.
I hope they will
as we try to determine what right doctrine is within Christianity itself as well.
Doctrine is not this big scary thing that is only for people that are seminary professors. Ultimately, doctrine is what you believe and how it ends up influencing the decisions that you make. You know, do you get married? Do you not get married? Do you have an abortion? Do you not have an abortion? Do you spank your kids? Do you not spank your kids? All of these things end up being very important in our lives, and they're decisions that need to be made, and ultimately will be informed by our spiritual perspective.
Now, you've heard us talk already, just in passing, about I mentioned the presidential debates.
Yeah,
John mentioned Hitler, Saddam Hussein. This show is going to touch on some political things and current event things and worldview things too, because you can't help but have that be a part of it.
Yeah.
If there are some things that you think this show should talk about, again, I gave you my phone number and my email.
Yeah.
Let me know what those things are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you that information now again, real quick. Again, the phone number for the radio station is 301-663-4181. Don't call right now. No one will answer that phone. But call during regular business hours.
Yep.
Ask for Troy Skinner. That's me. And let me know what you think we should be talking about. I would probably prefer you can call, but if you don't have access to email, call.
Yeah.
But I would prefer email. It'd be a
and
lot
they can
easier
leave a
for
message
me to manage.
On the voicemail.
You can leave a message. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my email is troyskinner@clearchannel.com. That's TROYSKINNER @clearchannel.com. We have about, not even a minute left to the show, but real quickly, where does your church worship, and what time what time does worship service begin?
Yeah, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning at Crestwood Middle School. If you take New Design Road past the Keys Baseball Stadium, over 70 and over 270, it's right there on the right-hand side, just inside Ballinger Creek, 12 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
And a good time is had.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, John, for being part of the show again this week.
My pleasure. Thank you
for listening. This is the Frederick Faith Debate with Pastor John Switzer from Crossroad Valley Chapel and me, Troy Skinner from WFMD. This is Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD.